they're out with their combines and they're bringing in the corn and soybeans and anything else that they planted earlier in the year, right? And that corn has to last them till when? Till the next year. Yeah. We were just at Williamsburg, our family, and we got to see, you know, colonial life. And life is a lot different then. We're not used to that way of living today. You know, they had to plant their food in the spring, right? And nourish it all through the summer and then harvest in the fall. And it had to last them until the next spring, right? And even further, because most plants weren't available to eat first thing in the spring, right? They had to plant again. So everything they did was just to survive. Everything they did was just technical difficulty. I'm good here. But you can mess it up there. Everything they did was just to survive. And in the first days of our country, the Pilgrims came. And we, from that, they barely survived the first year. In fact, half the people that came died. Yep. But the next year came around, and they had a harvest, and they celebrated with the Indians. And because of that, we get our Thanksgiving today, right? Abraham Lincoln, in 1863, I believe, he proclaimed Thanksgiving as a national day of remembrance to be thankful for. And we harvest corn, and that can help us to remember to be thankful. Well, I thought of a story in the Bible about being thankful, and I bet you won't guess what it is. Yeah, I don't think you would guess. Anyone want to try? That would be a good story, but it's not. It's about the main characters. There's three main characters, two men and a lady. That help you? No, but they had a lot to be thankful for, didn't they? That Rahab hid them. The one man was very rich. And the other man was kind of a bandit. Anybody figured out yet? Yes. Nabal. Yes, the rich man Nabal and his wife Abigail and David. And of course, there was other characters too, like David's 600 men, but they were kind of in the background for the story. Do any of you know that story? Are you familiar with it? Why would it have to do anything with being thankful? Well, actually, it's the other way around. Let me tell you the story. So David was going to be king, right? And you know who was king first? Before Saul, right? And Saul, he was pretty happy that David was going to be king, right? No, he was actually very mad about it. And so upset that he said, I want David dead. He wanted to kill David. And so he was trying to get David and get him killed. He wanted to capture him and kill him. So David was fleeing for his life. He was hiding out in caves and in the wilderness where no one really wanted to be, except for maybe some herdsmen. But no one else wanted to be in this wilderness. Right. There wasn't much food there. It was just barren and rocks and kind of like a desert. Yeah. But it was a good place to hide. And so that's where David was with his men. Well, there was this rich man, Nabal, and he was shearing his sheep near the wilderness. So David and his men noticed that, and they protected them. They made sure no other bandits, no one was coming and harming Nabal and his men. Well, David's men, 600, that's a lot of men, isn't it? Yeah, they, and men eat a lot of food. They were hungry, and they wanted some food. And David said, hey, why don't you guys, he sent some messengers, he said, go to David, or go to Nabal, and he said, ask them if we could have some food. Tell them, you know, we help protect your guys, and nothing would happen to them. Could we have some food? Would you be willing to share? So David sent the messengers. The messengers went to Nabal, and guess what Nabal said? He said, no. He said, are you kidding me that I would share my food, that I would give my servants with you guys? Was he very thankful? No, he wasn't. He wasn't thankful at all. Now, here's the hero of the story. We don't even know his name. But there was a servant that was obviously there when David's messengers came to Nabal, and he delivered a message to Nabal's wife, Abigail. And the messenger came to Abigail and said, look, David sent messengers to Nabal, your husband, and asked for some food. And David's men protected us. They were like a wall between us and anybody that would come to harm us. They really helped us out. And Nabal said he wasn't going to help or share any food. And I don't have a good feeling about it. Basically, he said, I think David could get upset. And he's got a lot of men, and they've got some sharp swords. And it might be bad for us. Well, Abigail was a smart lady, and she thought, dude, that might be bad. You know, she knew her husband wasn't very wise with his words. So what did she do? She gathered up a bunch of food and put it on some donkeys and started heading towards where she thought David would be. And guess what? No, Nabal didn't see her. Nabal, he decided to throw a party, but we'll get to that. He was getting the party ready. David heard from his messengers, and he was upset. He said, men, get your swords. And he left 200 men back at camp to watch the supplies, and he took 400 men with him, and he said, we are going to kill every man in Nabal's household. No man will be living by morning. That's what David said. He was upset. We helped protect them, and they won't even give us a morsel of bread. So off David goes, marching with his men and their swords, and Abigail meets them. Now, what would you think if you were Abigail and you see 400 men with swords and none of them look very happy? Yeah, 401, right. Well, Abigail was brave as well as smart. And she went to David. She went up to David, and she fell down before him, and she pled with him. She said, my husband didn't act very wisely, and I heard that you protected our men. And I want to give you this food. And I also want to plead and beg for your reputation and character as well. She said, if you come and kill all of the men, how is that going to look when you become king? Made David think. And what did he do? He blessed her. He said, blessed are you. for not only saving your household, because I was ready to kill all the men, but you also spared my reputation. In my anger and fury, I was willing to ruin it. He blessed her because he was thankful, right? And she was thankful as well. Now, Nabal, he's a different story. He was back at home having a party, right? Yeah, he decided to throw a party. He had all this extra food that he didn't give to David, or so he thought. And he decided to have a party. And when his wife Abigail came back, she found him drunk. So she didn't tell him anything, because he wouldn't have understood anyways. So she left him sleep. And the next morning, she told him all that happened. That she took some food out to David. And that she pled for all their lives. And David shared their lives. And we don't know anything medically that happened, but the Bible says that Nabal's heart became like stone. Became like stone, like a rock. Well, what happens if your soft, blood-pumping muscle gets hard? Yeah. He got sick, and 10 days later, he died. Maybe he was so shocked that his life was spared, but we never hear that he was thankful, or he repented, or anything. Sad. So we have an example of two people, David and Abigail. Seems like they ended up, the story, content and thankful. But Nabal was still discontented, not willing to share. There's a verse in, that story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 25, if you'd like to read it. It's a good story. There's a verse in Philippians in the New Testament that Paul wrote, verse 11, the end of the verse, Paul says, "For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Now, what does content mean? Yeah, that's a thankful for what you have. At the beginning of the story, was David content? Well, not really. When Nabal said, "I'm not giving you any food," he wasn't really content, was he? No. He could have gone and asked someone else, right? Yeah. He got angry instead. And that's usually not a sign that we're thankful. But he was thankful that Abigail pointed him back and reminded him that he needed to be content. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give each one of you, and you could start this. I read about this just recently. You could start this tradition in your house if you'd like. And I'm going to give each of you 5 kernels of corn. And this is called the 5, it's pretty easy to remember, the 5 kernel, that's a small one. The 5 kernel tradition. And you could try it this Thanksgiving at your house. You could use candy corn if you love, or regular. And you put 5 kernels on everyone's plate.
and they have to share five things that they're thankful for. One, for each eternal intelligence. You could eat those. They're not going to hurt you. I wouldn't say they're really good. So who has their corn? Let's see if we can get one thing that we're thankful for. And you can take the other four for later. How about we start with the oldest here, girl? I was in the store the other day, and I gave my thing. It's not original, it's me, but somebody asked me, how are you today? And I said, I'm better than I deserve. And there was a lady at the cash register, and she said, wow, I never heard that, but I guess there is a lot to be thankful for. And I said, you know, thankfulness and gratefulness solves a lot of problems. And we think we have problems in our life. We can think, well, what can I be thankful for? Instead, we like to focus, don't we? We like to focus on what's sad or what's bad. But what if we change that and said, well, maybe this bad thing happened, but what am I thankful for instead? Let's ask God to help us be thankful people, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our God and our Father, for providing for our needs. Thank you for your bountiful supply. And Lord, help us to be thankful and grateful people, to be content with what you have given to us and what you've blessed us with. And Lord, we understand that we live in a fallen world, not perfect, and we're not perfect. Our bodies aren't perfect, but you have given us so much, and we have so much to be thankful for. But I pray that each one of these young people will live in a state of contentment and gratefulness, and everyone here will just be willing to share the thanksgiving that you provide. In Jesus' name, amen.